When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of the Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist. You can have a favorite. Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness from TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. You know where to find me at. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform to raise awareness for narcissistic personality disorder, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about your greatest power against a narcissist. I know I said this before. I know I've done a similar video to this before, but this is going to be a little bit more in-depth. Your greatest power, your greatest tool, your greatest weapon against a narcissist is controlling your reactions and controlling your triggers. Because a lot of time in these relationships with narcissistic people, narcissists love to try to control you. Narcissists love to try to dominate you. Narcissists love to try to get into your brain and try to make you move like a little puppet. Narcissists like to be, like, we like to be the puppeteers and of control. We like to be the controller of this situation and things like that. So that's why I say, you know, so many times to people, if you are dealing with a narcissist, please, 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 for the love of goodness, control your reaction, control your temper, because they want to make you react. I just read a comment on my TikTok video. She said, "Hey Lee, I was watching your video the other day about not reacting to a narcissist, and tonight I lost control. They got to me, and I reacted." I was like, "Don't beat yourself up, but next time they're probably going to pull that phone out on you, record you, and use it as blackmail against you next time." Look at her, y'all. Look at her. She doesn't know how to react. I know. Look, guys. I know women can be narcissists too, but I'm just talking. Because it's a woman that commented on it. Look at her, guys. Look. I told y'all she was crazy. I told y'all. Look at her screaming and yelling at me because I didn't want to eat her food tonight because I told her I already ate. Look at this, y'all. You screaming and crying and yelling and stuff like that. Oh, now you on camera. And now if you break up with this person, they're going to post videos about you. You're going to always think about it. Sometimes they'll use that video as blackmail to keep you in a toxic relationship longer. You know, if you leave me, I'm going to post a video and tell people you're crazy. If you leave me, I'm going to show the world how you really are. If you leave me, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. That's why controlling your reactions. Narcissists want, like, especially in the very beginning of relationships, when you meet a narcissist, they want to know what triggers you. Some people outright say it. I want to, and they'll say it under the guise of trying to be smooth, trying to be smooth with you. They want to know what makes you sad. But they'll say, "Hey, tell me what things trigger you so I can make sure I don't do those things." And you'll be like, "Oh my goodness, they really care about me because they're asking me because they don't want to know how to trigger me. Hey, spiders trigger me. Liars trigger me. Cheaters trigger me. Blah, blah." You tell all your triggers. Like, "I have PTSD from my dad doing this. I have PTSD from my mom doing this. Hey, I was in a car accident, so I don't like going over 80 miles per hour in cars. Hey, I don't like to hear car horns blow." You tell them all this. You're feeding them all this information because you think that they have the best intentions. It seems like they do, but get them mad. Boom, trigger you. And they want to know how to trigger you. They want to know how to trigger you because, like, look, this is the stuff. I'm going to put this on the shirt one day. If I can trigger you, I can control you. If I can trigger you, I am in control of you. And that is point blank, period, how it goes right there. If I can trigger you, I can control you. Because I can trigger you, you are not in control of your emotional state. I am. If that narcissistic person, toxic person, whatever, can trigger you, they are in control of you. Point blank, period, end of story. I know he's like, "Lee, sometimes we can't control the triggers." You have to learn. If you're dealing with a narcissist in court, they'll try to trigger you in court. Family court, they'll try to trigger you in family court. They'll try to trigger you everywhere. Narcissistic people want to be able to control you in situations like that. So if you cannot control your triggers, you will not be able to defeat a narcissist in anything. Imagine going to family court or going to a custody hearing, and that narcissistic person that y'all just broke up with shows up with her new supply, and they kissing in court. And guess what? It just so happens to be your weekend with the kids. So their weekend with the kids. So they have your kids over there. You never met this person before. They in court kissing. Love you, baby. Love you, baby. They throw you off your game. You can't concentrate. I've seen videos about this exact situation before on Zoom court, where the woman couldn't control her emotions because the dude showed up on Zoom camera with his new wife, a new girlfriend, or something like that. And of course, the judge told him that, like, you can't have her here. She's like, this is a closed hearing. Only participants can be here. But the other person, the old girlfriend, had already saw it, and it triggered her so bad because she knew her kids were there with him, and she was just screaming and yelling. And because she couldn't compose herself, the judge awarded custody to the dad, like primary custody for a while, the temporary primary custody, and she lost. And she was so angry at the judge, she could not control her triggers. She reacted. You have to be able to control your triggers and control your reactions, because you will lose 100 out of 100 times when you're battling with a narcissist. You will. If you cannot control those triggers, I know it's tough. I'm not making it seem like it's easy. Like, look, just if they're yelling at you and they're in your face, breathing and slobbing and, you know, slobbing on you, don't say anything to them. But you have to, like, in certain situations, in the most important situations, you have to be able to control your reactions, because if you can control your reactions, you can control their narcissist. If you don't react to them, you win. You can win. You really can. You know what I mean? You really can win. You really can win. Things like that. Hold on 1 second. Baby. Delaney. That's spam. That's spam. Don't click that link. Oh my God. Look, y'all, I'm like, sorry, I had to yell right there because my wife just sent me a text message about she got a random Papa John's link and clicked it. Like, I didn't order Papa John's. She clicked the link, the hyperlinks. I'm probably about to get robbed. I probably have to close some credit card accounts and stuff like that. Why would you click the link? I know y'all catch me in the moment. You're like, lately, it's an honest mistake. Don't get mad at your wife when you lose $20,000 tonight from a fake Papa John's link. Don't get mad at her. They just stole all your information. You can't get mad at her, Dolly. I'm not going to get mad at her. I'm going to settle the situation. See, but you see what I just did, y'all? I just control my reactions. My wife is the narcissist in this relationship. I'm just joking. She's not a narcissist, but, like, you can see that. But, yeah, you have to be able to control your reactions. You control your stuff like that, y'all. Because if you don't, you will lose. Like, I'm just telling you 100% dead serious honesty. If you cannot control your triggers, you cannot defeat a narcissist. You cannot. I want everybody to be able to win. If you are a narcissist going to therapy, trying to win, I want you to win. If you are a person dealing with an unaware narcissist that is abusing you, using you, and trying to lose you, I want you to win. I want people to win and feel comfortable with their lives. I'm not the harbinger of breakups. I don't want people to break up all the time. You know what I mean? I want people to fix the issues, handle the issues, have the tough conversations. If you're a man listening to this and you are an abusive, physically abusive person, go and turn your ass into jail right now. Because that's some whole shit right there. Point blank period. Sorry for cussing y'all. But if you out here beating on women, that's some whole stuff. And you need to go to jail. Point blank period. If you're a woman out here and your man is beating on you, you tell me that, I immediately want y'all to leave. You need to leave and they need to go to jail. I don't care how many kids you got. I don't care what the situation is. They need to go to jail. But that's beyond the point. Sorry, y'all. And if you're a woman listening to this, hitting men and trying to get them to antagonize, same thing going for you. But I don't want everybody to break up. I really want people to be in control of your reactions. Because, like, look, if I have narcissistic personality disorder and I can control myself enough to go to therapy and work on it, you can too. You cannot say that you can't work on it. If I can do it, you can do it. You should be able to do it. But anyways, y'all, I really have to hop off here because I got to go handle this link situation. Y'all just sitting there happening in real time. I'm sorry for yelling, but I really have to go handle this situation. I feel like I'm about to get scammed. Anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in. My two hands is out. Peace.